Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us now is Margaret Brennan, the host of CBS's Face the Nation. Margaret, the foreign aid package, I feel like we've been talking about this for months, but it did advance, to the House floor. This is for Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan. What happens next?
So right now, we've received the schedule for this long-delayed vote. As you just indicated, this is something President Biden asked for back in October in the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel. And he asked for aid not just to Israel, but to Ukraine, to Taiwan, and the Indo-Pacific, along at that time with border security. And we know that Congress refused to vote on a proposal for border security. When it comes to the other three items, Speaker Johnson has finally agreed to schedule that vote for tomorrow, Saturday, which means lawmakers will go through some final work with the writing of these bills and put them to individual votes tomorrow. The goal is to then get this back through the Senate because the House altered some of the legislation. So the question is, what does that timeline look like in terms of putting into operation the provision of weapons to Ukraine in particular, which is literally out of ammunition when it comes to certain kinds of weaponry, and we know that they are desperate to be able to push back on this Russian offensive.
Meanwhile, former President Trump's hush money trial has a jury, at least the 12 jurors. They're still doing the alternates. He has a gag order, which he continues to violate. And he has facing 34 counts. This is setting up to be something unprecedented. Where do we go from here with this trial?
Well, as you said, these are early days in terms of jury just being selected for this hush money case that involves accusations 34 or more of falsifying business records, a criminal offense. And Mr. Trump is the first former president to stand a criminal trial. We know that it is important to Mr. Trump to physically be in that courtroom, and he has used it as a platform at times to then call to his supporters to view all of this as the system being against him when it comes to politics rather than the merits of the legal case itself. He's used it to fundraise. He's used it to gain sympathy and continue that narrative of sort of us versus them, the us being, I guess, the criminal justice system. And so we will watch this. It's highly unusual to understate it in terms of how a political campaign for the presidency is waged. But this is going to be a tight election year. We know that already. Trump is leading in many polls in a theoretical head-to-head with Biden. This far out, you could say none of that matters. The places where some of this may matter the most are these about six or seven swing states, the battlegrounds, like the state of Pennsylvania. We will have the governor of Pennsylvania on the program this Sunday, Josh Shapiro, to talk about what voters in his home state are looking for.
Who else is on the show this weekend?
We'll have David Sanger, the New York Times reporter, who just wrote a book called The New Cold Wars. He's a longtime friend and colleague, and I know he's put a lot of thought into reminding Americans that they need to go back to sort of how they reframe and think about America and the role in the world in this environment where the United States is really being challenged both by China and by Russia. And it is a really dangerous moment in time, both for the current commander-in-chief and the next one.
Margaret Brennan, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.